Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Grace Marie Turner, back on the show. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, is one of our favorite folks on the planet, one of my best friends in the world. She is the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody in the galaxy knows more about healthcare public policy than she does. The world comes to her doorstep to find out what's real, what's honest about healthcare policy going forward. And I promise you, all the things that are going on in Washington right now, they're smart about healthcare reform. Grace Marie is part of that. She's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim, with the smartest man in the small business community. Absolutely do a wonderful job of keeping your community informed of, up to the minute about issues and ideas that are so important to this vital community in our economy.
Well, thank you for that, Grace Marie. I have to say, I'm feeling a little bit smart today, and I'll tell you why. I wanted to schedule you today because I had a feeling that healthcare was going to be a big part of the election, and because we polled people about healthcare this week, and I got the results of that. I've just reported on that, and the Wall Street Journal pointed out that the number one issue, not by a large margin, but the number one issue of the electorate this week was healthcare. And, of course, you're our healthcare expert. So talk to us about what you saw. Just doing the general reporting, it looks like it's pretty clear that the Democrats are going to take the House, maybe by only a margin of about 10, but we're going to keep the Senate, right? The Republicans are going to keep the Senate.
Yeah. Yes, and gain some seats in the Senate, actually, so they don't have these razor-thin margins that they've
right,
had.
Right, right. In terms of your world and maybe just in general, what will the change of the guard in the House mean going forward for the next 2 years?
Well, I'm very disappointed because the House tried so hard last year, and the Senate both, to try to get health reform legislation through because they know so many people still are suffering under
yep.
Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And because of John McCain's thumbs down one vote, they lost. And they have literally been scared to death.
How much do you think that one vote impacted this election?
Oh, I think it was absolutely critical.
Do you think if he'd gone the other way, this election would have gone the other way?
Well, who knows, because there's so many other factors. But with health care, absolutely. Because
when it was the number one issue, it was the number one issue.
It was absolutely the number one issue, and in some polls by quite a large margin. Like the economy and immigration were hardly close, like 47% for health care, and the others down in the 30s, 20s. So it was a huge, huge difference. And Republicans, especially the last bill they considered, really was the right way to go, devolving power to the states and ultimately to individuals to be
right.
able to make choices in a more competitive market.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, some things are already happening to make that, to allow people more choices, and thank heavens through the president's executive orders, but we need legislation to truly, truly transform this program into something that could be much more workable. It was never just repeal. It was repeal and replace. We know people need help with the health insurance,
mm-hmm.
but Obamacare wasn't it. And I think that people felt Republicans were just simply incompetent.
Well, having many years, 6 years under Obama, from Obamacare's inception to today, if you look at the results, if you look at the performance, you can give Republicans, no more than probably a C. What do you think? In terms of getting it accomplished.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. They did try, I mean, extraordinarily hard. And because they had such narrow margins in the Senate, they were not able to get this through. They couldn't lose a single vote. And when McCain went down, surprising everybody because he was a yes.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, Grace Marie. I track things all the way back to the headwaters. And I have to blame that vote on not Mr. McCain, although I do hold him accountable. I have to blame that vote on President Trump because of all the stupid things that he's done a lot of good things. He's fulfilled a lot of his promises. But of all the stupid things he ever did in his life was to indicate that maybe John McCain wasn't a national hero. I mean, in my opinion, that was the thing that caused that vote to go the way it did. What do you think?
No, I don't think McCain ever forgave him for that.
Never did. I probably wouldn't have either.
Some element of retaliation.
Yeah. No, I mean, words matter, Grace Marie. And the chickens.
And not policy.
The chickens always come home to roost. I got to take a quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.